Well, one of the big claims of the 2011 budget is that it delivers on the Prime Minister's promise to make mental health a priority of Labor's second term. The government's mental health package is worth $2.2 billion. The bulk of the money, though, won't be spent for another 3 years, and Labor is cutting more than half a billion from existing programs. Labor's other big pledge is to get more unemployed and disability pensioners off welfare and into work. Alexandra Cook looks at these two policy areas.
The headline is $2.2 billion for mental health, but look a little closer and the story's a little different. Only $1.5 billion is new money, and more than $900 million will be spent in the fourth and fifth years. The big ticket items are suicide prevention, expanding services like Headspace for young people, more early psychosis prevention and intervention services, plus more mental health nurses, and a promise to develop a 10-year roadmap later this year. A new mental health commission will drive the reform, assessing and reporting on the system's performance. But there's a catch, or a couple of catches. Most of the funds won't be spent for another 3 years, and the government's cutting almost $600 million by rationalising GP mental health services, paying according to the length of the consultation, short or long. And there'll be fewer Medicare-subsidised treatment services for people with mild or moderate mental illness. In the first 2 years, the government's saving more money than it's committed to new spending, but will argue there'll be no diminution in services. A third will go to better coordinated and more services for the severely mentally ill. That includes many people who are on the disability support pension because of a mental illness. The government's targeting people with disabilities, single parents, and the very long-term unemployed with greater participation requirements. Its budget mantra is providing opportunity, demanding responsibility. Put simply, it wants more people in work. It says in a growing economy, Australia can't justify the fourth highest proportion of jobless families in the developed world. To slow the swelling numbers of people on the disability pension, 90,000 younger pensioners will face tougher work rules, with tougher assessments for new applicants. There are incentives for employers hiring people with a disability in the form of bigger wage subsidies and six-month wage subsidies to take on the very long-term unemployed. There'll be extra obligations too for teenage parents and the long-term unemployed. The government's named the 10 disadvantaged areas to trial new measures to make teen parents finish school and support their children. They are Playford in South Australia, Hume and Shepparton in Victoria, Burnie in Tasmania, Bankstown west of Sydney, Wyong on the Central Coast, Shell Harbour south of Sydney, Rockhampton and Logan in Queensland, and Kwinana in the west. Jobless families in those areas who've been on income support for more than 2 years or under the age of 23 and not working or studying will have to prepare for work, with a new income management trial for vulnerable families in five of those regions. The rationale is earlier intervention to increase their chances of getting a job. The government will then decide whether these measures should become more than a pilot program.
Alexandra Kirk there.